Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Elan Radio. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam. How you guys doing? Hope you had a lovely week.
Yes,
it's
guys.
Good to be back.
Yeah, it feels so good to be back.
That's right.
Hope you guys had an amazing week. I did have an amazing week, guys. Sam, did you?
It's just apart from the it snowed a bit. Apart from that. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the regular week for me, you know, nothing major. Just snow. I mean, it's just crazy, you know, in Vancouver, not much snow gets to happen here. Yeah, so like it was crazy. Yeah, so it crippled some of the movement, some offices had to close, you know. So yeah, that was it, you know, basically. So
I don't know about you, but for me, guys, like did you watch the World Cup, the final?
Oh, how could I miss that? How could
guys,
I miss that? Yeah,
guys,
for sure. Who wouldn't
like,
watch
I
it?
I was all
you
over
know,
the
you
place.
Know, you know, I was teasing a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who. I mean, she was messaging me like, okay, are you watching the match? I was like, no. Like, my partner bought me a movie ticket, you know. So you remember what we said? So buy movie tickets, yes. I was like, Maybe someone bought me movie tickets. Of course, like, who would miss that? I mean,
no,
it was
guys,
phenomenal.
I,
like, it was
I'm telling
epic.
You, I couldn't go to church. Everyone was watching this match.
It was like, I've never seen a final better than that, to
I'm
be honest.
Telling
like,
you, to me,
it was,
trust me, I'm not a football person, but that was the best, I mean, the best World Cup match I've ever watched in my whole, like my I don't want to say my age, but, you know, I mean, I can't even say like
the whole life I've spent, all my life.
That's like mm-hmm. the best match. I mm-hmm. mean, we're talking about two awesome players. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see them; everything was just super amazing.
I tell you. So you know what got me? Yeah. Like,
oh, guys.
You know,
oh, sorry, Sam. Okay. Before you continue, mm-hmm. guys, we're actually talking about Argentina and France.
Oh yeah. I'm sure everyone knows that.
I hope so.
You know what got me? Yeah. You know, usually when you have two top players, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes in key games, like a final like that, sometimes, you know, they do not perform, I mean, to the expectations that people, you know, they do not, you know, that meet that standard. But this mm-hmm. one was like both of them came through. Like
I was so impressed, guys.
It was crazy. Like, you know, originally in the first half, I mean, France were very lethargic. Like, they were just, you know, there. Like, I mean, everyone thought, I mean, they were just going to, you know, be rolled over and all that. But suddenly the game just changed. One penalty, like, everything just changed. The whole dynamics, everything. Like, it then got easy. Like, can you imagine? Even in extra time, they still scored. As in, both countries still scored.
It was super amazing, guys. For those that didn't watch it, like I said, we're talking about Argentina and France, and they ended up playing of how many minutes? I don't remember
120.
Exactly.
120.
Yeah, over 120, and it was like 3-3, mm-hmm. and then they had to go for a penalty, mm-hmm. and that's how Argentina won the match.
Yeah,
it was
they won 4-2.
Mm-hmm. And it was super amazing. I mean, Messi for Argentina and Mbappe for France. And
like,
I mean, Mbappe is so young
in the final. As he's scoring three goals in the final.
Honestly,
can you believe that?
I think personally, I think Mbappe did an amazing job because it's not
easy.
He's just a 24-year-old. I mean,
absolutely,
he was still very much young when Messi was in the game.
Technically,
yeah.
At the time that game was played, he was 23. He just turned 24.
He just turned 24. Mm-hmm. I must say he did phenomenal.
He dragged France pretty much. Like, he dragged them to the extra time. Like, they were
just
rubbish.
Lagging behind. Like, they did
he
well because he was there. I don't
single-handedly feel, like he dragged them.
I know. I don't feel we would have noticed so much if he didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I don't know what happened.
Been,
it was just, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was just,
it,
was,
walk
it wasn't perfect. Like,
yeah,
they tried, right? But it wasn't enough to defeat Argentina. I feel like mm-hmm. if he wasn't there, I mean, they would have lost.
Like lost. It would have been crazy, to be honest.
So I have a question for you, though, Samuel, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Since they're both like. I mean, they're both GOATs, like, greatest of all times. They're mm-hmm. amazing players. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, what would you say? what would I say rather, in terms of maybe shots, passes, possessions, goals. What's the stats they use again? I think goals, dribbles as well, number of matches played. What else do they use? Trying to remember everything, but in terms of, I guess you understand what where.
Yeah, I get the point. Yeah.
So who would you say is like the greatest player of all time? Would you say it's Mbappe or Messi?
Oh come on, that's insulting. So first of all. I mean, not to downplay Mbappe's like performance or brilliance in any way, but it's still like miles and miles apart from Messi. So first, you need to put it into perspective in terms of what Messi has achieved, right? Yeah. Messi has won a World Cup. He has won Copa America. He has won four Champions League. Won Champions League. He has won 10 La Ligas. That guy has won. Do you know what? He has won Ligue 1. He has won so many things, right? Mbappe, there are several things that Messi has won that Mbappe has not won. So again, a lot of people believe Mbappe will get there at some point, but right now he's still like the first of all. You need to understand, like, this is someone 11 years, you know, younger than Messi. You know, so they're not even in the same, you know, bracket, same space. And again, I would pardon you because, I mean, you're not a football fan like that. So, I mean, I would understand.
I'm a fan of course, I know you love Messi, right? But I'm not so into, like,
I would pardon you, yeah. Because, like, everyone knows, like, if you're making a comparison, it's between Messi and Ronaldo. See Ronaldo,
yeah.
Exactly. So, that's the one, you know, like, everyone say, okay, yeah. I mean, they're in the same space, you know, one Ballon d'Or. So there are many things, for example, Mbappe has never won Ballon d'Or. So many things. No, so
but they're both still good. So in terms of miles strategy, apart. I mean, they're both good actually. So thumbs up to Argentina. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Argentina for winning the World Cup. I was super proud of them. And I recently found out like that guy had over 55 million likes. The most likes on Instagram.
Super impressive. I mean, even Guinness Book of Record tweeted it. I mean,
on Twitter. Really?
Yeah.
Do you know they're even considering putting him on their notes
in Argentina?
Yeah, like the money, like their currency. That's the word. They're considering putting his picture on one of their currencies. I'm like, wow. And did you see when they welcomed him back? Over 4 million, I mean, people were outside waiting for this dude to land. I mean,
yeah, I'm funny. You know, they got in the touchdown in Argentina, Buenos Aires. That's a local time, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, so imagine 4 million people waiting for you at that time.
It was so beautiful to watch. Like, so much unity, so much happiness.
Yeah.
Like, even the president, everybody was so happy for
him. So it's an amazing. So in terms of prestige, in terms of a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of money that goes, you know, to the winner. So you just imagine how much they're going to bring into the country. So it's one to be celebrated, to be honest. So yeah, it's a magnificent, you know, achievement. So
at the end of the day, shout out to Messi and Mbappe. They did a phenomenal job.
That's
over
right.
to you, Sam.
Yeah, so I saw something on Twitter and from Tony Tone. She says marry someone you're physically attracted to because they will annoy you at some point. And when they annoy you, at least you will be looking at someone who is fine. Someone who is not fine to you will just make you angrier. My mother. She then says, she followed up with, when your dad pisses me off, I just look at him and think, this man is good looking, sha.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, this is what got me. Like,
is it true?
Well,
is
exactly. It true? So that's why I want to share to get your thoughts. Like, is it true? Not really. So first of all, I think essentially everyone should marry someone they're attracted to. Essentially, I think that's very important, right? Because and this is not about when you have a tiff or when you have an argument or when you get into a fight. Not because of that. I think I think, I mean, you should be able to look at your partner and like, ooh, look at that, you know, that sort of feeling, you know. So I think it's one everyone should have, you know. So not just because when you get into a fight, you know, but I mean, even for when you guys are in the other room, you know, I mean, you should, you know, please. You're surprisingly quiet.
I'm just really quiet because I'm like, where is this guy headed? Okay, keep educating us. Keep going.
No, I was wondering. I think it's very important. It's very essential, right. But I don't think, and because of the fight, actually. So
I don't think she's saying because of his fight. She's just saying. It's just like a way to compensate yourself.
Sit
like,
for it. Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
like
yeah,
as,
yeah.
As a lady, even if you're so mad at your spouse or whatnot, like when you just, at that moment, what you can use to compensate yourself is, he's so damn fine, even if he's super annoying.
So if that's what you mean, in terms of compensation, that doesn't work for me, to be honest. Like, that's what...
Guys, why are we not surprised, guys?
That won't work for me, like, I'm pissed because of something. You're like, oh, because you're nah. Call me and let us address the matter. That one for me, yeah. So yeah,
got it.
So what about you? What about you, though?
Honestly,
you're stuttering.
No jokes. Me, when I'm angry, I don't even see any yes, fine sir. Guy.
Yes, people like us that have been on the.
No. There's nothing like people like us. Me and you are not the same. No. Please don't put me and you in the same box. Me and you are completely different humans in all ramifications. Please.
Yes,
people like us. No. You are a special breed.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. So yeah, what else do you have for us? Yeah.
Anyway, so guys, so I don't know if you guys watched Wakanda. So Tems joined effort with Rihanna. There was a song that they played on Wakanda. It's called Lift Me Up. Rihanna sang it, but I think Tems originally wrote it. So it has made Oscar's list for 2023. It's part of the shortlist for the best original song. Like, I'm super excited. This is a huge deal. It's a big deal. I mean, it's the Oscars.
That's right. Plus, you're like, Tems fan.
And it's an original song. So I'm proud of. I mean, if you've watched the movie, you understand. The song is so nice.
Yeah, very uplifting.
You know, really lovely song. I mean, kudos to her. She's doing so well in the music industry. She's really, really thriving. So all the best to Tems.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Oyin is a super fan of Tems. You know,
I really like Tems. You know, guys, I was asking Sam the other day because I realized. I was asking him the other day because I realized that guys find her super attractive. So I asked Sam. I'm like, Sam, do you like this girl? What is it that guys see them? Yeah, I like her, but guys are like drooling over her. So I was asking Sam, like, Sam, are you drooling as well? He was like, no. He acts like a robot. Tom acts like a robot. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know why you like doing this here. You say things out of context.
I don't know how we.
Guys,
like, but made of wood.
I have blood running in me. Oh, don't let me deceive you. I don't know what you say. Like a robot.
Anyway, he's fascinated by weird things, guys. Okay, over to you.
So I saw this news on Instagram. Basket Mouth announced an end to his 12-year-old marriage. So for those that do not know, Basket Mouth is one of the biggest comedians in Nigeria and in Africa, right? Who is a massive star. And he announced his the end to his marriage, you know, and on Instagram. And and to be honest, this one shocked a lot of people.
You sure it's not a joke? Because I don't trust him.
No, I don't think it's a joke.
You think this is real?
No, I believe it's real, to be
honest. But the wife hasn't said a word or posted anything.
It's not surprising, right? It's not surprising. We've had cases like that where it takes the wife or like a couple, like when one person announces, right? Mm-hmm. Usually the other one, you know, takes some time, you know, to then, you know, announce or say, tell their side of the story. So it's not unusual, to be honest. So I mean, if she's not said anything, does not mean it's not real. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, it's a, I don't think it's one, well, I wouldn't put anything past him, but I don't think it's a joke though. Yeah, I wouldn't put anything in, yeah, but I don't think it's a joke. And yeah, this one like shocked a lot of people. Like I talked to a lot of people, you know, because I mean, on social, which is why I think, I think I will say this severally, I think it's important. You don't know what people go through. You don't know what they're dealing with. Like social media is just all smoke screens, man. Like don't be deceived, right? Don't
use anyone as your yardstick. You don't wish for it, because you see people and you're like, oh, it's the right.
That's
a perfect couple. Exactly. I want to be exactly like them. Why is my husband not? Do you comparing? Look at this person's husband. This person's
exactly.
Husband, look at this person's
exactly.
Wife.
Because that's what Bonnie always does. Always comparing me to other guys, and I don't know why. So guys, don't be.
Guys,
don't
fall for it
anyway.
I'm in no position whatsoever.
Anyway,
it's only your partner that can speak for him. I don't know what he's talking about.
So when you anyway, I won't. When you mentioned the term story that you failed to finish, right?
I didn't fail to finish.
You did. Okay. Anyway, guys. So to the point. Do not work on your stuff, right? I mean, deal with it with
guys.
Your partner, you know. I mean, as long as you guys are willing, there's nothing that can not be achieved. So
yeah, which brings me to this marriage thing, guys. Marriage is work. It's not easy anyway. Like if you feel one person is having, if you feel like, oh, another person's marriage is so rosy and it's blossoming, and it just know that work, so much work, effort, commitment, so many things have been put into it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so it's not an easy road. That's an institution. That's an institution where you're given a certificate before you even go in, for you to know how gang, see?
Yeah, and it's very crazy, because if you think about it, right, even ordinary friendships, ordinary, you know, it's even difficult, you know, case in point, when you know, so imagine
so being my friend is difficult. I don't think being my friend is difficult. You just find it hard to keep up. They're two different things. So you know, go and work on yourself. So I mean, just take your L.
Nice reporter. No, very very nice reporter. But I don't worry, I'll come for you. But guys, to the point, yeah. So it's usually it's a lot of work. I mean, to be honest, it's a lot of work. You know, a lot of things, too many dynamics that go on, you know, a lot of things, you know, you have kids, you have finances, you have work, you have family, you have in-laws, you have siblings, you have like so many dynamics come into play. So it's just crazy, man. So as I said, don't be deceived, don't be swayed by what you see online,
especially like, social media. I mean, everything you see on social media.
Yeah, especially to the ladies. I mean, this one goes out to the ladies. Yeah, like don't
and
put
the guys,
your men
please.
On
don't say this one goes
pressure.
Out to the ladies. Both parties.
Don't say
both men and women.
Don't say it goes. No, I'm saying this to you in particular. If you do not get the nuance,
guys, please. What he just this statement he just made, clear, just erase it, because anyone that knows me knows that all those things don't move me. What could I possibly see on social media that I cannot get?
No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying it, not you cannot get. I'm just saying, don't put people under undue pressure. That's it, you know. So
I'm putting people under undue pressure. Guys,
I'm not talking about me. What do you mean?
How am I putting people under undue pressure? Guys, don't listen to this guy.
Anyway, guys. So yeah, I mean that's it from me. Like so, guys, just take it easy and just stay. Stay tight and work on it and don't be swayed. Yeah.
Yes, guys. So don't be swayed. Anyway, hope you're enjoying this as much as we are enjoying it. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we have more juicy stuff in store for you as usual. Perfect. You're listening to Aylin Radio.
Aylin Radio.
Hallelujah. we believe it. Look who we are. We are the dreamer. We make it happen. Cause we can see it. Let's do the world.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment on this episode. It's still your boy Sam, and I've got with me
Oyenda.
Okay, so we'll be switching things up again, just like we did last week. So this time we'll be having Unleashing the Banter version 2.
Yeah, so this is version 2, guys, because we see that you loved the last one.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be unleashing it again. Mm-hmm. So again, switching things up, no topic this week. It's been a very, very crazy ride this year. Yeah. You know, a lot of things have happened. I mean, we've seen a lot of, like, across the world, you know. And first we'll be asking, we'll be answering a question as to what we've learned this year. So can you start us off as to, I mean, for you, 2022, what have you learned? I mean, let us tap from your knowledge. What have you learned this year?
2022. So guys, I've learned a whole lot this year. First and foremost, if you know me, I'm someone who likes to have things a certain way. And I just like to be the driver. Like, I like to be the pilot in everything I do.
So, Schumacher.
So, but 2022 humbled me to be the in the sense that I had to learn
Lewis
that.
Hamilton. Okay.
I just had to learn that sometimes life happens and things don't go the way, like, things just don't go according to plan. So personally, 2022, what did I learn? It taught me how to be more patient. How to be more accommodating,
I've not seen that one. I've not seen that one because I don't know if this is. If
that's
you've
a very, that's a very not nice thing to say.
No, I think you have more to learn. If this
guys.
Version of you, if this version of
look
you,
at this guy,
if this version of you,
You guys don't know what this guy. In fact, let me know. Of course, and I'm open to learning. No one is perfect, right, guys? Sure, you see me now. Do I have accepted? He will never accept that.
The point is, you've not learned anything. You've not learned, when it comes to patience, you've not learned anything, to be honest.
So you're saying I'm very impatient.
I'm saying.
Should I start saying all your negative qualities here? Let's bring out her dirty lineage. You're very good at pinpointing that. Guys, don't mind him. Okay, well, I don't know if I'm patient. I'm like, guys, I think I'm patient, but it's just that I'm not just patient with Samuel because he knows how to piss me the hell off.
Finally.
I'm just okay. Finally, patient,
you see, guys. You see, everything patient, I tell you about Oyi is always true. You see, she always like she.
There's a difference. Someone has a difference, Samuel, because I'm patient, attitude. But not patient with you at all because you annoy me a lot, and we fight a lot, guys.
Okay.
We disagree to agree at the end of the day, but you see that disagreement, and we'll be here anyway. So 2020. Don't interrupt me again, this guy. 2022, and like I said, it made me realize that there are times where I just have to let go and, you know, let things happen, let life happen and then learn from it. I had so many personal incidents that happened to me. A lot of it was unplanned and I was super confused, but at the end, I just let life be life, and I just, you know, when life throws you lemons, what you do? You make lemonade.
Lemonade, yeah.
Exactly. So I let us be accommodating, patient. Guys, everybody has a different level of patience. Just the same thing as pain. Everybody's threshold for pain is different. I'm not saying I'm the most patient person. That's not my...
Of course, you wouldn't dare.
That's not my highest quality.
You wouldn't dare.
Keep your mouth shut, dude. Keep your mouth shut. However, trust me, I'm learning every day, and I am more patient than I was last year. Let me just put it like that. So trying to has also taught me to be more. What else? To try new things. To push myself.
Wait, are you reading from my book? Because it's like you're reading all these.
Why would I have your book in front of me? Who wants to read it? I told you there's nothing. In all ramifications, there's nothing. Yeah, you can be in the same book. They won't try.
Oh my goodness.
So that's, what else? I'm a work in progress.
For sure. We know.
What is you? Can you allow me to speak? I can't wait to hear your own because you better say something very, very, very that makes sense. You know, you go collect. Anyway.
The violence. You see, can you see that?
Anyway, what else? It has also taught me, guys, I remember we had an episode where we talked about people pleasing. I learned how to say no in 2022. Not that I didn't know how to say no, but I was always willing to, you know, take on things that even at my inconvenience, always just take those things and just, you know, go through it like that. But 2022 taught me how to say no. And it also made me understand that it's okay to say no. No people pleasing. And what else? I stopped going like extra mile unnecessarily for people that we're not going extra mile from, because there are times where I think I really pushed myself in 2022. Like I said, we had a people pleasing episode and I also learned from it, because I know we talked about it, but I also learned, guys, I don't know if you guys know that, but most of the things we talk about here, we also learn from it, or we also do our research, and we're also a work in progress. So if we're talking about something, it's not like we're here to cancel.
Excuse me, please. Don't say we, right? That we are a work in progress. No, don't do that, please.
Please, we're both a work in progress. In fact,
can you speak for yourself?
He has much work to be done. He has much work that wasn't going to finish. He still has more work for 2023, guys. But other than that, yeah. So I learned how to be more accommodating, more patient. I also learned how to try new things. I learned how to push myself, you know, beyond my limit. So many other things. If I remember other things, I'll let you guys know. But for now, those are the things that I learned, and I'm happy I learned them. Over to you, Sam. What did you learn?
Thank you. For starters, for me, first and foremost, I would say, is so naturally. So for those that know me, again, only excluded. No, I like to plan. Like if I want to, if I have something in mind, you know, I come up with a plan, and yeah. So, but most times, more often than not, I tend to dwell more on the planning than more on execution, right? Mm. So I can plan, have so many plans, but then delay the execution, delay implementation, right? Mm. One key thing for me, I learned this year, right? Just do it, you know, like Nike, just do it, you know, like, because so again, this may not apply to everybody, because me by default, right, I'm always, you know, planning, right? So usually I believe I so one thing I've learned is I have enough plans in place already that when I do it, it's always like I can, like I wouldn't, like it will succeed, you know, like just do it, you know. And it was one of the things that led to the birth of the podcast with Onyi and I, right, you know. And so I, because again, I remember when we said it's been a long time coming, you know, so many things about, you know, that we wanted to do, we had to shelf and all, you know. So 2022 for me, one key thing is, you know, just implement, just do it. If you have a plan, I mean, just go for it, right? Mm-hmm. Go for it. I mean, there's no time to waste. Just go for it. You never, just do it, you know. So many things. And that also leads me to my second thing, which is be more try new things, you know. Try, you know, explore, expand. You know,
Even those that had issues swimming, let me not mention their name, but okay, they should try it. The entire water,
exactly.
The entire that's water, point.
Exactly. So, you see, I was going to say that, but see, for me, you know, me, when you see, when you were saying yours, right, it's about you were saying you're more patient, you know, but that, you know, in comparison to some other people, like me, I wouldn't drag you here, I wouldn't call you out, right? But you know, yourself.
That one, you just don't, please, you nobody can drag you. Nobody can take your accolade. This guy, you know, now very, very, you know, if you know him very well, you know that he don't get that, he's very impatient. Please don't even go there. Take your accolades for being impatient, please.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the other thing. Like try new things, you know. Like I have so many things on my to-do list, you know. Like do this, do that. So like as you pointed out rightly, so swimming, you know. So I just give it a shot. Like just don't wait, you know. Just do it. Try it. Nothing would happen. Nothing. Those that are doing it, I mean, they don't have two heads. They don't have, like, do it. There's nothing. You know, just give it a shot, you know. So
yeah,
that's the other thing that I've learned. Like try new things, you know. Like I remember a couple of episodes ago we were talking about curling, you know, when I mean we're going for with my colleagues, like mm-hmm. I mean when I heard about it, I was like, would I have fun, but I really enjoyed it, you know. So many things like that. When you have any opportunity to try something new, try it, because then I mean that you, it's an invaluable experience or lesson you get pick from it, right? So just do it and, you know, move on from it. And the other thing is for me, personally my career, work, right? What I do. Be like, push yourself, challenge yourself, you know. Some things may seem, oh, like, okay, would you be fine, you know. So like I go through that a lot, where you may second guess some decisions, you know. Like just push yourself, like you'll be fine eventually. To be honest, you'll be fine eventually, like you'll be fine, you know. So push yourself, don't be comfortable with one, you know. Try something new, you know. Stretch, you know, stretch, like the human body, the human mind is capable of stretching. So don't limit that mind,
yeah,
you know, that beautiful mind of yours, you know. Don't, like, stretch it, you know. So yeah, I mean, those are the major things I learned, you know. And finally, would be don't worry too much about anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry too much
worry
about
anything. Worry doesn't
solve anything. Because it's a misuse of imagination and creativity.
Mm.
You know, worry is a misuse of imagination and creativity. So don't worry about anything, because at the end of the day, everything will be like, it will pass. You know,
yeah.
It will pass. It's just time. It will pass. You know, whatever you're feeling like is like the end of the world, it will pass. You know, so don't worry. Don't be overly concerned about all this, because at the end of the day, it will pass. Don't kill yourself over it. You know, don't have suicidal thoughts or things like that. Don't, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, whatever it is, you know. So, by the way, this reminds me of something I saw online. So this guy mm-hmm. on Instagram, he was like, so I think he was seeing a movie on Netflix where someone was blackmailing someone about releasing their sex tape or something.
Wow.
Online. And the guy was like, because, you know, I a lot of people suffer this, right? And they get blackmailed, and some commit suicide, some like it leads to different things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said something that got to me. He was like, that one thing he detests, like with all his body, is blackmail. Like that, he just doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. That if anyone, so the guy was just using that avenue as well, just to pass the message. Like if anyone, you know, would have the mind, you know, to try to blackmail him
mm-hmm.
about a sex tape,
mm-hmm.
like. It would be the ones that he said, it would be the one to share it himself. Like, you know, it was like, and that, I mean, it was so funny. It was like, you know, when you have, when you watch movies at the parks where, you know, you have, you know, you project movies at the park and all that. Have you gone for any of that sometime
Mm-mm.
before?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it was like, you would go to a park. Right, it would display it on the projector. Right, it would put it on billboards. You he said it would even share popcorn. Like, anyway, the point I'm making is mm-hmm. like don't worry too much about anything. You know, yeah. Don't worry too much about anything. Don't get yourself worked up over anything, because I didn't do it. Everything will be fine. If it's work, if it's your family, everyone will be fine. If you die, everyone will move on. You know. So don't think, if I don't do this, life will end. Life will not. Time will not stop.
Yeah, it won't.
So just move on, you know. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah. Okay. Not that I want to take you back, right? But the mm-hmm. only reason why Sam is so, like, super, super passionate, and the way he enjoyed the curling activity he said he did, is because he won. If he sucked at it, he would be talking about it. So just so you know, he likes winning here. I'm sure he was the center of attention at that point in time.
Oh my goodness.
So that's the only reason
why.
Only
always beefs me, because usually she's on the losing side.
I never lose. Guys, let's not take too much of your time. What else do you have for us, Sam?
So the other question is, so in 2022, what are you thankful for?
Ooh, what am I thankful mm-hmm. for?
You want to go?
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay.
Well, I'm thankful for family. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for my co-host.
I told you I would not make that list. I would throw you off here.
I'm thankful for my co-host, guys. We always disagree to agree.
Because no, you don't.
Please don't tell me what to say. Let me express myself.
No, make it louder. Make it louder. Guys. Because you know how much. Let them know.
Guys, I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my co-host, even though he can be super annoying sometimes. Who else? I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for everything I achieved this year. I'm also thankful for my struggles, because it made me a better person. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for opportunities. I'm thankful for I'm thankful for everything I had to learn. I'm thankful for what else? New friendships. I'm just thankful for my whole 2022. Like I said, my struggles, my experiences, my wins, my everything, everything I had to go through in 2022. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for that. What are you thankful for, Sam?
So first, I'm thankful for life. You know, I've been, you know, good health. You know that.
Yeah.
We sometimes just forget about it, you know, but I'm telling you that like I'm really, really thankful for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, my family, you know, being alive and healthy, you know, mm-hmm. I'm really thankful for that. Yeah, next would be family and friends, you know. My one and only Oni, you know, the troublemaker. The impatient
Very patient, guys. Don't make it. I'm very patient.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for the partnership. You know, it's been amazing. You know, and I know you guys. I mean, you don't usually know what goes on behind the scenes, so I can tell you for a fact. You know that. I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, Oni is a very sweet lady. You know, very.
At you. Okay, keep going. I like that. Keep going.
Guys, I mean, I'm sure you know I was only joking about that.
We'll take this offline, guys.
See, you were so excited. Say, hey, keep going.
We'll take this offline, no worry.
I got you there. I'm also thankful for life in general, my family, my friends, mm-hmm. work, new experiences, mm-hmm. learning, you know, what else? New friends, you know, old friends, mm-hmm. you know, what else? Life, health, just to our amazing audience. Yeah, I'm really thankful.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm thankful for you.
It's not like I do not take it for granted, you know, when people, you know, take out time, you know, and you know, listen to us. It's amazing, you know.
It's just
very humbling, you know, when I think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, just I mean, take your time to hear us talk, chase, banter and all that. So it's really amazing.
You know,
I'm really thankful to Bedlam Radio's audience, you know, wherever, I mean, in all parts of the world, you know, about 11 countries the last time we checked. So yes, I'm really thankful for that. It's been an amazing journey. Also thankful for the podcast itself, you know, because that's taught me a lot of things about myself as well, you know. And to learn a couple of things, you know, about it, you know, about getting new information, this and that, you know. So it's been a great experience, to be honest. So I'm really, really thankful for that, you know. And what else?
I think you said everything.
But why would you know now? How would you know?
Because I told you several times, I know you better than you know yourself.
How would you?
So guys, he's done talking. Don't mind him. He's done talking. He's just trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do. Maybe he wants us to continue hearing his voice. But so guys, that's what we're thankful for. Like, we're super grateful. And we're super grateful for you.
The driver. Oh, you the driver.
The pilot.
I like to drive. I like to be the driver.
I like to be the pilot.
My goodness. I like to be the driver. Okay. All right, that's it from me. And thank you so much, guys. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And if you remember, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we said, I mean, this month we'll be helping businesses, you know, promote businesses, you know, so whatever product or service you do offer, if you want us to run a free ad and campaign for you, we will do that. So I think we received a new request.
Check that. Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. Mm-hmm. So guys, there is something called Black, there's a business called Black Scholar, right? So for those of you that do not know, Black Scholar is like, it's a platform used to create awareness for Black students who are seeking scholarship to achieve their educational dreams, right? It's super helpful. It's educational. Like they will literally help you get scholarships without you having to, you know, go through the process of paying, school fees and whatnot. So I think you should take advantage of this this opportunity, right? So 48% of Black students owe more than they borrowed after graduation, right? And 48%, that was this year in 2022. So millions of dollars in scholarship money goes unclaimed every year, as in every year. So and this affects students, and they don't apply as much as they're supposed to, and this is due to maybe lack of awareness on these scholarships. Yes. Because a lot of people don't know that, you know, this is also available to them, that they can also apply for scholarships, or they're eligible for scholarships. So please follow through with this. It's a great idea, it's a great opportunity, you're gonna love it. And so also, like I said, the reason why people don't even like it's, they make everything so difficult, like it's, there's, the application process is very rigorous, and due to lack of information as well, like people don't know about these scholarships. There's no guidance or support, and that's why this platform is there to help you. It's like they're there to guide you and help you with these scholarships, right?
Yeah, that's right. And guys, I mean, Black Scholar is one click away for Black students, you know, to find their dream scholarships. So I mean, once you just click the link, you'll find all the information you need there, right? And the platform also offers several services. So for example, access to scholarship for Black students in Canada, strong community engagement to access scholarships and tips, you know. So they also offer coaching services, you know, from experts to guide in essay writing, you know, for scholarships and applications from start to finish, right? And they also help with immigration services and admissions to Canada. So guys, grab this opportunity.
Yes.
Because, yeah, as Winnie said, I mean, because some of this, a lot of people are not aware about all this, you know, so it's a great opportunity to get this.
Yes, so guys, please take advantage of this. For more information, you can also visit their website. It's blackscholar.info. That's their website. Or you can send them an email at inquiries@blackscholar.info. Guys, we're going to be posting the information on our Instagram story. So you can see, we're going to put their Instagram handle. We're going to be putting their email and website. So if you like to reach out to them personally, if you like to make inquiries or ask questions, please feel free to reach out to them. They'll be more than happy to assist you. Okay,
absolutely. Thank you again, guys. I really do appreciate the love. It's humbling, to be honest. Like I do tell only like offline as well, like it's really touching when we read comments, when we get feedback, you know, we read emails from you guys. It's really, you know, it does encourage us, to be honest. And yeah, we really do appreciate it. Yes, and again, I mean, if you want to keep the conversation going, I mean, you know our platforms already. Follow us on Instagram. That's at Elan Radio, ELANRADIO. So I mean, let us know what you've learned in 2022. What lessons have you learned, right? Maybe we can also tack them on what we need to learn this year, right? So please let us know what you've learned this year. I mean, it could also be a learning experience for us as well. And also what you're thankful for, you know. Because, I mean, it's amazing. Out of 12 months, I mean, we're right in December already, you know, for the new year. So it's you know, sometimes it feels like, you know, like it's a sprint or a marathon, you know, like every day, this, every day, that, you know. So, but it's always necessary to sometimes just chill, you know, just pause, take a chill moment and think about, reflect, and yes, you'd realize that you have a lot to be thankful for. So please let us know what you're thankful for, guys. And let's just keep the conversations going. You can send us an email at hello@alienradio@yahoo.com, right? Would always acknowledge your messages, guys.
Yes, and don't forget, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Oh, guys, and before we go, we just want you guys to know, happy holidays.
That's
we won't be posting an episode next week, mm-hmm. because I mean, it's we're trying to chill like you guys and enjoy our days to the new year.
I know Onye does not. I mean, she's biting her tongue. I will tell you. You know me. I always give you the food gist.
Uncensored.
So yeah, I mean, as Onye said, I mean, we'll be taking a break. So we won't post anything on the 30th, right? So. We'll be back on the 6th of January, right? So, and what is actually happening is, yeah, as Onye said, we're also going for the holidays, and Onye is taking me to Ibiza, and, you know, to chill.
In your dreams.
She said, Onye.
In your dreams.
Onye, you're backing out now.
I'm not backing out now. I'm just not taking
you. Why would you do this? Going back on your word. Why would you do this? You told me. See, guys now, let's cut everything.
Bollocks that this guy is giving you. Don't believe any of it.
So, guys, for the record, what you said, oh, Sam, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want? You've been so good. You've been so nice. Like, I want to.
Guys, if you know what I had to put up with this guy, he's part of my learning process. How to my God. Hey, what?
So now you're denying me no more.
I'm denying you with my full chest, like Judas.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, guys, so there you have it. So next week, we'll just post a couple of things on our Instagram page, you know. But we won't be releasing an episode next week because we'll just be taking the time off, you know, just to relax as well and come back refreshed for the new year.
Yes.
So, that's the other announcement from us. Again, this is Sam. Thanking you so much for your love, for your, I mean, it does mean a lot, and we do not take it for granted. I do not take it for granted, to be honest. So, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
And it's your boy Sam. Thank you. Have a wonderful year.
Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
And a lovely, lovely new year. So, see you on the other side of 2023, guys. Thank you so much.
Guys. See you on the other side. Happy holidays.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared. Truly, He taught us. When Christ was born.